Hey, everybody. Thanks for joining us. We are talking Dance Mom Season 7, Episode 12, where Abby teaches how to flirt and Kathy makes sense. Just kidding. She doesn't. Stay tuned. We're starting it all right now.
You're tuning into the destination for TV superfan discussion, AfterBuzz TV. And now, let the buzz begin.
Oh, hello, everybody, and happy Valentine's Day. Thank you so much for joining us. I'm Pam Gross. You can find me all over the internet at Pamela Gross. Pamela Jill Gross, something like that. Pamela Jill Gross, Jill. And we're so excited to welcome a new member of our panel tonight. Why don't you start over there?
Hi, everybody. My name is Brooke, and you can find me on all social media at Brooke Lacey H.
Right. Hi, guys. My name is Karina Vargas. You can find me everywhere on Twitter and Instagram at KarinaXVRGS.
Hi, my name is Becca Brown, and you all can follow me on Twitter and Instagram at Becca B Talks TV.
All right. Excellent. Well, welcome. We're so excited to have you, Brooke.
Thank you.
And we're also all excited to be here on this Valentine's Day special. Yeah. Shout out to all you Valentine's Day people out there. So we are going to jump right on into it. We're going to the episode starts with them back in Pittsburgh, and Abby's having some reflections. The episode starts with
so many feels.
Pondering so many feels. Which was great, and I thought Abby was strangely self-reflective and not crazy this episode.
Yeah, I liked that today she had a funny side of everything. She was very out there, fun.
She had me from the start when she called Macy's mom Jamie Q-tip. I was in from that moment.
I love you.
Yes, it was. Again, a good one for Abby. So then we learn pretty quickly that tonight we're going to be dealing with Kathy.
That's so what she Kathy sounds like.
Comes, yeah. So they're going to be headed to Wheeling, West Virginia for the Sheer Talent competition where they'll be up against the Candy Apples. So the pressure's on for our girls.
I'm never worried about them going up against the Candy Apples anymore because they're levels above. Their technique is so much better than any of the Candy Apples dancers.
It's kind of funny because in this episode I was thinking, so they have won 10 out of the 11 competitions. That's what I think, that there's the drama of the lore around Abby and Kathy and the Candy Apples, and that's an ongoing rivalry, and definitely Kathy pushes their buttons, but it's like, Kathy, you're not even in the same game as them. Kathy, you don't win. It's not a tough competition. I guess it's still there to serve as the will they, won't they? But it's always pretty much you guys aren't that good.
Yeah.
So, I don't know.
What I was worried about was that they were going to fight or something. All the moms are going to fight each other.
I mean, the Candy Apples aren't bad, so to speak. It's just they have different technique.
Different technique.
I think that some of them might be beautiful solo dancers, but that's just it. There's no cohesive group. You know, when you watch ALDC, you're just it all flows together, and it's all technical, but it's also beautiful, and there's a seam that runs through all of them. Whereas with Kathy, sometimes it's it supposed to happen, or was it a little late?
And I also feel like it's because that Kathy's dancers on the show don't dance together as a group on a weekly
They're
basis.
They're not a real team, and they don't have a real leader. It's just sort of she had to come in. Well, we'll save that for the end. Let's turn into Pyramid, because that's what really kicks off the drama this week. So we have on the bottom Maisie, who is sort of not even there. She just says, you're not even a factor. Cameron, Nia, and Kendall, she critiques all of their performances, and they sort of circle out something, and then Kalani. So all four of the big girls, so to speak, are on the bottom of the pyramid. Yeah. What do you guys think about that?
The moms definitely had
Something to say.
Something to say about it, yeah.
Yeah.
Something to start drama over.
And yeah. I think, too, now after having seen the whole episode and realizing the minis weren't involved, I kind of feel like it was Abby's way to kind of appease the moms. Like, uh-huh. Okay, I'm going to put them, I'm gonna raise them
yeah.
up just so they don't feel torn down whenever I tell them they're not going to be dancing.
Right.
You know.
And then, so to get into why the drama happened, because I just went through the bottom. Then above them, we had Bryn and Lily, who both did well. And then on the top was Eliana, who placed, yay, Eliana, hello, and a shout out to Eliana and Yolanda. We had so much fun. If you guys missed it, yay!
If you all missed
it, yeah, check out last week's where Ellie and Yolanda were on, which was great.
I'm very jealous that you guys.
And then they started, oh, she was precious, but we got to talk about tonight. So then this starts off a fight, because Kira really freaks out. So what do you guys think about that? Reasonable, not reasonable?
Not reasonable.
Yeah, no.
Nope.
This, I feel almost the way I feel about the pyramid, the way I feel about the candy apple sphere. It's like, oh, moms, get over it. It's just a freaking pyramid. It's it's just Abby's whims. It's not really based on a lot of logic all the time.
Well, and you know? I feel like oftentimes the kids are more mature than the moms.
Oh, yeah.
Which I guess is why the show is called Dance Moms.
Yeah.
Not,
yeah.
You know, in and out.
But Kehlani, like, I have to give it to her because she was like, okay, I know how to handle this problem. I know how to fix it. And I really loved the moment when she went in and talked to Abby and they were both near tears. Mm-hmm. And it's nice to see that, like, they're maturing and getting to where they're going to be able to kind of fend for themselves,
yeah.
You know?
Yeah, Kehlani's maturity in that moment impressed me, and I was almost crying.
And
yeah,
Abby's, too, because sometimes, wrong or right, Abby will fly off the handle, mm-hmm. regardless of the situation, and she was, like, literally taking it all in stride in this episode. She just sort of did an eye roll and was like, we'd love to have you dance. Come in if you want. Like, I'm not going to go against a mom, which was pretty mature of her as well. So, yeah.
I actually think Abby, it's been, like, more and more I've been seeing this, no matter how crazy the show makes her seem, she makes sense.
Absolutely.
In every aspect.
There's a method to her madness.
She cares so much about the girls, too. It's like, she's not gonna, like, if Kehlani wants to dance and stuff, even if her mom doesn't want to, I mean, obviously Abby's gonna be like, yay,
I think she's in a very resigned, I don't know if that's the right word, place right now, because sometimes Abby will, when painted into a corner, just lash out like a crazy person. Mm-hmm. She seems a lot more zen right now. Because during the episode where the team left her, of course that's upsetting and heartbreaking to her, but she was pretty horrible the way she treated them in response. So this is a little, I think, more mature of her behavior.
Yeah.
She has been known to get down to the 15-year-old level and fight dirty. So this is pretty cool that she's like, you know what, I'd love to have you. And I guess it is different dealing with Kalani's, even with her mother and her, it's like Kalani's almost an adult. She's a young adult.
Yeah, she is.
So it's not like an 11-year-old that you can say, come on, we're leaving, and they have to just stomp behind you. It's like, mom, look, I want to dance. Mm-hmm. And, you know, you have to respect your 16-year-old daughter who's on the way to making a career wanting to dance, you know?
I agree. I wanted to say, Jaylene's comment in the chat about Kira's outburst. I was kind of upset because I feel like, actually, sometimes Kira's outbursts and arguments mm-hmm. make sense, and she can back herself up,
mm-hmm.
but Jaylene said that she could never back herself up in
this episode.
Like, tonight especially.
Her theory, which to defend, and I totally think it was overblown and out of place and sort of silly, basically, because what does she care? But her point, I think, was that Eliana came in fifth overall. I think she still has a bone to pick with the minis being there and being treated as part of the team. So she was saying, you don't put a fifth place person on the top of the pyramid. You've never done, you being Abby, you've never done that before. The judges don't agree with you. To which Abby said, it's my pyramid. Yeah. Which I agree. This isn't the judges. This isn't the awards. She thought she deserved to be on the top. And I agree. It's like, look, it's a thing that Abby does with your headshots. You know what I mean? Like, it's not a real ruling of merit.
Right.
It's kind of funny because I was just thinking back to when, Peyton, the older Peyton was on the team.
Uh-huh, uh-huh.
Sometimes, like, every other episode. And how she was always honored to be dancing with the little kids, you know?
Yeah. Yeah. I mean, I think a lot of times the moms have to, they end up putting their daughters in the positions because they don't know when to keep their mouths shut.
To chill.
And I think, you know, Abby does what she does for a reason, whether we agree or not. She is lighting a fire under a roof. Right. You know, like I know for a fact that she knew what she was doing when she put those two on the top. You know, it's not like to her, she's not just placing them up there.
You're right.
And I 100% agree with pretty much everything Abby does. I know she's hard on the kids, but I if I had a child, I would definitely put my child in her dance studio. Like, I think kids need that kind of tough love, you know?
If they're successful.
If and
they're
the moms.
Maybe going to be a professional dancer. I wouldn't put my kid there for if she was, like, a fun little dancer.
Yeah.
Too much for that.
If they're really that serious about dance and if they want to go on and be a Rockette or,
or whatever,
a Disney dancer.
So, yeah, so let's talk about now, we need to discuss real quick, and we'll just tease at this, because we'll get there once we get to the competition. So, Black Patsy put a Twitter, is that what it was, about Kendall that essentially said, this kid, you know, sucks at dancing, now she's failing at singing, someone get her a soccer ball.
So, what was it, the po' little
this
dancer?
This po' little girl.
I was like,
I agree. I think that it's funny, A, but also I do think it's horrible to a mother to actually directly insult a child. Yeah. That's pretty
on
low.
Social media.
Mm-hmm. Yeah.
Well, I just think it's horribly tacky.
So tacky.
And as a parent, you need to be a role model, not just to her, but to all. If you're going to be on a big reality show with people watching, you're going to have little kids watching and other people. And it's just a horrible thing to grade somebody as any form of, like, that they're practicing their art form at that age. They're not supposed to be experts yet, you know?
Well, they're learning.
And who is Black Patsy?
Especially on social media, too.
Social media, and especially Kendall beat her kid last competition, so. Yeah.
I want to see her get up on stage and dance.
Well, I agree with what you said, that you don't do that. You are a role model. You do have this platform now. And it's just crappy. It's just bad behavior.
Yeah.
It's just mean. I hate to... It's like, even in a show like this where there's sniping and griping and low blows, there's a level, I think, of decorum that even in the worst fights, they don't cross. Mm-hmm. And that is an adult insulting a child.
Cyberbullying.
Yeah.
It's unacceptable at any time.
To a child. And she did that, and it's just tacky, and it made me really not a fan of hers.
Like, go watch the movie Cyberbully, learn some things.
We'll have to put that on a recommendation at the end.
No, so, I'm recommending it for her.
Oh, okay. Okay. So then
and everyone
she does assign the dances, and Cameron is getting a solo, and the pressure is on.
Yeah.
What do you guys think about that?
I'm happy for Cameron.
Yeah.
You know, I think it's got to be so hard because at this point she didn't have the jacket. She doesn't know where she stands. And for the most part, you know, like, she's great, getting along great. There's a great chemistry with her, with everybody. And she's working. She's such a hard worker. Even Abby says it, you know. And so I think it's only fair that she gets that opportunity.
Mm-hmm. She fits in.
Yeah, and we don't see her perform that often or get solos that often, so it's like it's good to see her, like, out there and, like, spotlight and do all that stuff.
Yeah, she's kind of been overshadowed by all the other girls this season. Where,
like, all we really see her is in group dance.
We know that she's there, but not really, because I feel like her and her mom stay quiet when they're not. Mm-hmm.
Well, this
episode, when she's not dancing,
they got into some drama. So
this episode, now.
Well, because she was dancing.
Well, so what? Just to recap, Abby. It started with before the, like, actual texty, and she said he said this stuff. Abby said to Cameron straight up, "Do you want to be here?" Her dance was called "I'm Already Gone," and she was saying, "You know, you're leaving if you don't win this. You're the only girl on the team at this point who hasn't won," and she said to Cameron, "Do you want to be here?" And Cameron pretty much said, like, "Yeah, sure." I did think...
She didn't seem so enthusiastic about it.
She seemed like she might...
She's like, fine.
So that fueled with the rumors that she has been saying she wanted to go, seemed like, does she want to be here? I don't know.
Yeah,
I couldn't tell.
Her attitude, I felt like, certainly, like, I wanted her to have this zest and be and fight for it. Be like, I'm so sorry. Yes, I want to be here more than anything. And I felt like her mom was doing that. You know, like, her mom was like, she wants to be here more than anything.
Right.
And that might be the case. Maybe she just isn't great at
expressing
herself. But, but like you're saying, it certainly doesn't help when they have this, like, he said, she said going on about, about you know, her not wanting to be here, so her not matching the
and I hate to attack her mother, but she's like, she might have said she wanted to be at home or be at a party, but she doesn't hate the team. It's like, well, saying you'd rather be at home or rather be at a party that you're missing kind of indicates that you don't want to be there, you know? Like, that's, if this is this dream that you've, so I think the proof is in the pudding, and if you want to be here, dance like you mean it. And she did. So, you know, but I do understand their frustration with, look, we built this team. This isn't the candy apples where, you know, you just come in and do it for a week. Like, they all seem to want her here, and I feel like they felt like that wasn't reciprocated.
And I think also once Yolanda said something, like what she said about how she said that she didn't like all the girls or whatever, I think that just fueled the fire more and brought more drama with all the moms saying, like, well, did she actually say it or not?
I felt like I was watching a game of telephone take place.
Did she say this?
This is what she said.
Which is the worst.
And I was confused as well because it was like, Yolanda, if your child, like, your child's not in the group dance, I don't know why you're sitting, all of a sudden she just, like, puts her nose in out of nowhere, you know? It's like, please, just leave well enough alone, you know?
I think she wanted to ingratiate herself with the other moms because there'd been such dissent between the minis that it was like, oh, well, you know, this is a bone for them since they're upset about this. Like, maybe turn them against her instead of the minis, which is kind of a smart move, you know, if you're thinking about it. But speaking of smart moves, meanwhile, back at Candy Apples, Kathy decides she's going to
build
a wall. But she doesn't mean that one, people. Duh, how could you think that? She means a wall against Abby because that's what Abby will see in prison. Right? Logical, right?
Not prison bars. Right. Not like ball and...
Right, she's like, those are cliches. It's like, no, Kathy, those make sense.
Those,
like, that's why they're your wall is a thinly veiled, is she, well, Black Patsy's like, I know why, she's a Trump supporter. And I was like, oh,
I was like, that was just said on TV.
It got real awkward real fast.
Bad move, though, Kathy, to, like, make build a wall, your dance, weird.
That was definitely... she was trying to kill two birds with one stone, and that I felt.
Who knows what she's ever thinking, but man.
Bad decision making.
Bad decision.
Sorry.
Yeah.
I also wasn't feeling the costumes.
Yeah.
No,
I mean, for me, it was mainly the wall, you know? It's such a controversial topic right now.
Like,
you know? And it's like, to do that, I mean, the audience is not going to know that that wall is meant for Abby. I mean, unless they watch the show.
No, who would ever know that? There's no explanation of that at all.
So that's why I did not understand.
And I feel like overall with when they got to the competition, when Candy Apples had the wall when they got off the bus, like, it was just tacky, and I gotta give it to Abby, because she, you know,
she ignored it,
just walked straight through.
One of the best moments is Ashley just was like, oh, we don't have time for this. Ashley just pulled it down, like, it was such a non, I think, do you guys think Kathy wanted Abby to be like, what is, like, she envisioned some divine confrontation.
Kathy is just looking for an outburst from Abby, and that's about it. She keeps bugging her. She keeps following her around to look to get an outburst from her, and it's not going to happen right now.
Right.
Because Abby knows that she wants that outburst, and...
But sometimes she can
not
still
give it to her.
Abby just wanted her popcorn tonight.
Yeah,
that was hilarious.
That was the best. Abby's
that is so me.
Me and you both, Abby. Yeah.
But that
I tweeted that. I'm like, that's me. Abby is me right now.
And the moms did. So that fight started off, what she's referring to is that the fight started off because Jill said, like, what are you writing things about my child? And then it escalated to everybody screaming at everybody. But she's right. That was totally, you know, crappy. And it would have been classy to just apologize and say, you know what, I shouldn't have said that.
Yeah.
But of course, it's not going to happen. And then Kathy in all her Cruella de Vil finery with, like, fake fluff around the collar and the things goes to, like, try and instigate Abby more. And Abby did a really good job. She put up her own wall. She was like,
yeah.
Go away.
Ed. There you go.
Yeah, Abby built that wall. But, man, what a ridiculous metaphor. And to think that anyone in the world, even Abby herself, would grasp that. She's like, this wall is against Abby. Mm-hmm. Like, what?
Well, and what are you talking about? Just because Abby, I still feel like they still conveyed that in the Ghost Town number. I feel like if you listen to the lyrics were perfectly fit against Kathy and the candy apples. And that was a subtle, subdued way to still kind of get that dig in. But keeping it somewhat classy and, like, that it somewhat made sense compared to this wall that we're all supposed to understand, you know?
So on to that, let's talk about the dances. So they showed us, we started by seeing Peace Dove, which was Nakaya's full dance. What did you guys think of that dance?
She wasn't terrible. Yeah, she wasn't great. I was saying, I feel like the dance she was given was a little too young for her.
Mm-hmm. Yeah, and maybe I'm being overly picky and Abby's wearing off on me, but I was like, point your toes. Like, I wanted to fix her feet.
I know. You know? I was like,
that's good.
I was like, yep.
I noticed that.
But she looked beautiful. I loved her costume.
I liked the costume.
She's got great lines. I think she's got great potential, mm-hmm. you know? Mm-hmm. And I feel for her because, and all the girls, because she can't help her mom's actions, exactly. you know? True. She just wants to dance. And,
yeah. Yeah, she's enjoying dancing and she mm-hmm. she has her goals that she has set for herself.
Yeah. Like, I agree with both. Like, I think she's a good dancer, and, I mean, she can't help her mom either. So.
Yeah. I thought she was great. I thought I wrote down real good. Like, it was real good. I thought she is beautiful. She's sassy. I like the costume. It did seem like a Mackenzie dance. Like, it seemed like doot-doot-doot-doot-doot. The jazzy didn't seem as mature as possibly she
No, it didn't seem that It didn't seem so super mature. It seemed more mature than Mackenzie level.
Right. But it was that kind of, like, moves. It wasn't. I mean, actually, she was amazing. I was worried. So the next up, we have Cameron, who I'm rooting for. You know, I wanted Cameron to do well, and I was scared. I thought she did real good. She had no mistakes. It looked nice, but it wasn't like
that. Didn't realize she could dance that well.
And then, so Cameron or Nakaya?
Cameron.
Oh, okay. So Cameron then does hers, I'm Already Done. And again, we know there's a ton of pressure. What'd you guys think of her dance?
I loved it. I loved the music. I loved her facial expressions mm-hmm. definitely stood out to me, like, the most. So, I mean, I think she's, like, an underdog.
Yeah, she is.
Well,
and I always watch to see at the end how Abby reacts. Mm-hmm. She got a high clap from Abby, one of these, which we all know.
We know that. Uh-huh. I thought she was great, and I was like, oh, yeah, she crushed it. Yeah. Right after she was done. And then one of my favorite moments of the night, where this just shows, you know, maturity is not an age thing. I thought it was super duper duper way cool the way she spoke to the team. She said, look, I want to say I really do love you guys. I don't know, you know, got whatever was taken.
I loved that.
Mm-hmm. That was incredible.
I honestly didn't think she was going to do it. I didn't think she was going to, like, actually go up to the girls and tell them, like, you know, everything that's going on, all the drama, things that have been said. But I'm so glad that she cleared it up with them and, you know, made amends.
And she did it so graciously. Mm-hmm. I feel like even, and maybe they're making her a character. We now know, you know, we know that there's producer and editorial and stuff.
Yeah.
It's TV. It has to happen. But she always seems to, like, be like, and she seemed gracious and lovely and saying, I'm sorry, and I want to be a part of this team.
Yeah.
Which is what I wanted from her. Like, I guess I want to be here. And maybe she does say she hates them. And how could they not be like, well, you know, we don't like that. Be upset about that. But I thought she was just lovely. And she seemed charming and great.
Yeah.
It's nice to me. It's refreshing that the younger, the girls versus the moms, the girls can hug it out and forgive and move on and team.
I love
it. Dream team. Whereas the moms, like, even if somebody were, like, heaven forbid, try to apologize, you're still going to get a little bit of, like, the cold shoulder, the hair flip. So it's nice that they haven't taken all of the drama lessons away from their moms, you know? Like, they're seeing the wrong. And
It was. The girls deal with things head on and person to person, which is really great. Even back to the moms with Black Patsy and the fight about what she said about Kendall devolved into you're fat, you're fat, you're fat. I mean, it's like, that's not the point. The point is you insulted a a teenager that's working her, and it's not cool. It's not who's fatter. You know what I mean? No. It's like, that's not the point, ladies.
Mothers take notes.
Too. Yeah, I was going to say, the moms can take notes from the girls.
Uh-huh. Absolutely. Absolutely. So it was great. So spoiler alert, but we're just jamming through this, is that Cameron did win. Mm-hmm. Yes. She won first. And congratulations to Cameron. And that's great, because now she's a part of the team.
She got her jacket.
On to the group. I love that. Let's start with Build That Wall. What did you guys think of that?
Wasn't feeling the costumes.
Their timing
wasn't feeling
off.
The dance. It was really off.
Yeah. The timing was really off.
Understand how they got second place. I honestly,
the competition from the amount of dancers on stage didn't seem like there were that many teams there.
And they're back in, they're in Wheeling, West Virginia. They're not in Los Angeles right now. Right. So it might be, I mean, I don't know
different
if that
competition.
Affects it. Mm-hmm. If someone in the chat knows if that affects it, but it seemed like if Kathy's team is the best thing around other than Abby's there, then it might not be as steep of a competition as they've become accustomed to.
And I'm probably just being overly critical and, like, really hard on it, just because I'm not a fan of how Kathy reacts and treats, you know? And that's sad, because the girls are all beautiful dancers. And
they are.
You know? And so it's sad that I shouldn't, you know.
No, you're allowed to.
I'm with you on that.
So...
I'm completely with you on that.
I just think that whole, the wall thing, I think is, like, such a gross statement to make, unless you're trying to make a political statement. Having a dance called Build That Wall is grossly inappropriate. And I think for once I was like, yes, Patsy, I agree with all the truth bombs you're dropping here.
That's exactly She's like, what I was thinking.
And these horrible women, and I'm sorry, again, not to be insulting, but they're pretty much behaving like monsters. It's like, have a little consideration for the people you may be offending. Mm-hmm. And they're saying, oh, well, this is America, and you think that, and I think that. Well, and what you're doing and making my daughter do is offensive to me, which to me, it's like, you know, they've walked out. Abby's team has walked out because they didn't like, you know, the lyrics in a song. So that's where I'm like, if you really are there for them, Kathy, then maybe you'd say, oh, maybe this is insensitive to people's... Mm-hmm. Like, it's not about apps. She can say whatever she wants. To the general public didn't hear her say, this wall is my wall against Abby.
And what she could have also done is, instead of the wall and, like, the way that they were dressed and stuff, she could have quickly changed the message of the dance by having the girls wear orange jumpsuits.
But if she wanted a prison dig.
Instead of the wall, an actual metal wall. I mean,
it's
like
grossly
gay,
insensitive. It's like, you're going to dress them like minors in West Virginia. Mm-hmm. Like, ooh, it's just awful. And the whole message, I think, of the world or that we want is like tearing walls down. So to do a dance called Build That Wall, it's like... have a fight.
Even when
do
you think the judges are going to judge that fairly?
Right.
When they won second place and they announced, like, oh, second place, like, build that wall, I was like, I hope nobody claps.
I couldn't. Well, Abby said, and I guess they were building up hype, or maybe it was great or something, but they were like, if they did good, it's going to be hard to beat. And then when the ALDC team went, I was like, hands down, like, there's no comparison, right?
Oh.
But you're always nervous.
That's what, like, 5 seconds in, I was like, this is Kathy's team and Abby's team is way up here.
Yeah.
Just the maturity that the girls dance with and the attention to detail, it's just beautiful and stunning, and I think, regardless of the Build That Wall dance, I think that Ghost Town cleared house, and I think they definitely deserve that one.
It was gorgeous.
Everything
it was
about
much more compelling. They looked gorgeous, and what I thought was, who I thought was a standout in that dance was Brynn.
I was going to say Brynn.
Brynn was emoting to the hills in that one.
Brynn and Kalani.
I actually wrote... I wrote a little a little note going back to my, like, because I used to go to dance competitions, like, back in the day when
I was little. Since you have a dance background,
the biggest difference to me was when Nakaya at the end of Build That Wall did, like, a developé, it was a little, like, that's my word for it. It was just, I'm sure Abby had some technical terms for it. But then when Brynn did the ponche at the end of Ghost Town, it was just beautiful. And so that's and if you're gonna even just compare those two elements, it was hands down a win for me.
Yeah,
you know, right. Just that detail and the footwork and just the expressions that go with it. It's just a total package, and I thought I loved it.
Technique. Right. Going back to technique.
I agree. I mean, I didn't know that. It's so, first of all, we're so happy to have you with that knowledge on the panel.
Yeah,
because, yeah, I'm like, yeah, it looked better. Like that's, but yeah. It's true. But it those things that even if you're a layman looking at it without knowing what you're seeing, you know that something's more polished. Like,
yeah.
You can just, the eye knows something's a little better.
Yeah, yeah, absolutely.
So it definitely is good to have that insight, but also to see it is that. And yeah. They're just flawless. And the way that they move together, they're doing, it's like Cirque du Soleil. Like the ALDC team can do different things and then make it come together, and it looks effortless, and it's amazing.
Yeah, no, yeah. Absolutely. And overall, I think they've just had such a great streak. You know, what was the, at the beginning of the episode, they said they won the last 10, so now this mm-hmm. is, they've won 11 in a row.
Yeah.
Right?
10 so, in a row out of 11.
Out of 11. So
they've been in 11 competitions this season, and they have won 10 of them.
Okay. And then, but with this win tonight, does that make
that's
it?
That's 11.
Okay.
11 out of 12. Out of
11 yeah. out of 12.
Ooh, math wizard.
That's not really.
Okay. So, gang, get your prediction dance hands ready.
Wait.
We are going to. Oh, well, we know they. Oh, and they won. I mean, they won. Yeah. We knew they were going to.
Duh.
But they pretended yeah. that there was high drama.
They did.
So they won. Spoiler alert. Just kidding. Okay.
Oh.
We are going to talk. Predictions.
AfterBuzz TV predictions.
And
jazz hands.
Flower predictions.
Jazz hands.
So let's mix it up a little bit. Let's go like, she loves me, she loves me not. She loves me, she loves me not. You want to start?
I love all of you guys.
Oh, and yeah, I love so glad you're on the team.
Will you accept this rose?
Yes.
Wrong show,
but we can talk about that next. Okay, so Karina, do you want to start with your predictions? And any news or things you think are going to happen next week?
Predictions for next week. I mean, obviously, Chloe's back.
Okay. Is she? I feel like it's been teased for so long.
Is she really on the team, right. Or is she just showing
she just
up?
Showed up for
is
the
she dancing or not, you know?
I want her to dance so badly. I miss her.
I'm hoping that she dances next week. I don't know how
that'll cry. I will cry if
she wins. I mean, or dances.
Uh-huh.
But that's my prediction. And news-wise, I mean, Abby's, what is it, her sentencing is coming up February
24th.
It is on 24th.
That date. It is next Tuesday.
Next Tuesday, right?
Or the following
I thought it was Friday.
Oh, the 24th.
Yeah, the 24th. I think it's a Friday.
Stay in school, kids, like I said.
Yeah, so
10 days.
They're also filming 7B right now.
So,
next Friday.
Yeah.
All right.
So I want to see what happens there.
And what do you think of Nationals? You think they're going to bring home the gold? What do you
think? I think so. I mean, I think they're really good. They're a tough competition to beat.
Yeah.
So.
Okay, and what do you think for next week?
For next week, I'm really excited about Chloe, obviously. Yeah. I just want to see in these, you know, a couple of years that we haven't seen her, seasons rather, like, I just want to know, like, what she's been up to, or, like,
exactly.
How her dancing is. I want to compare it to the team that they've built now.
Mm-hmm.
And I'd love to see how the other girls take it in, because, you know, there's not many of the originals left, so mm-hmm. to see, to them, it's a new member.
Yeah.
Yeah.
Absolutely.
And just Nia, but, you know, I think the pressure's on, but I think it's great that they've got this win streak behind them for confidence. And
competence.
There we go, yeah. But I gotta say, is anybody else wondering if Abby has a Valentine tonight? Like, it's Valentine's Day.
Brooke was messaging me earlier and was like, I wonder if Abby has a Valentine. It was actually last night, I feel.
Abby, let us know.
We talked last night.
Abby, let me know, please, because I was doing some digging online, and it's hard. She's got a really private personal life.
Yeah.
Which, good for her, but bad news for me, because she's leaving me hanging, you know.
You want to know this stuff.
So, Abby, I need to know. Any listeners, if you know, please let me know.
We're dying to know.
I gotta know the gossip.
If you find out, let us know. What do you think, Becca?
I think they have a good chance at winning Nationals next week. I really hope Chloe comes in and starts dancing with them again. I would love to see her in 7B. I don't know if she will be in 7B, though.
What's 7B?
The second half of the season. Mm-hmm.
Oh, 7B. Okay. I was like, is that a show? That Okay, 7B. Got it.
Yeah,
okay.
The second half of the season. Yeah.
Okay.
And I'm wondering if I'm going to go ahead and make a prediction that the little ones in Macy are going to dance at Nationals with the whole group.
Okay.
I don't know. I might be wrong.
Okay. I am going to follow that by saying I think that all the girls are going to be in the group. I think she's going to do a group with the littles and the bigs.
Yeah.
And everybody. And I'm really excited for it. I think, of course, we know that because she told us that Kathy is going to bring in a guy, which was a prediction. Yeah. I was like, Kathy will bring in a guy.
Oh, yeah, and she'll bring in a guy, too.
Yeah, she'll bring in that guy, Zach. And I think that we know that Eliana has a solo. I think Ellie told us that.
Oh, yeah,
that.
She told us last week.
spoiler alert. So I'm really excited to see that, and I hope they win. I don't know. And
crossing
I also
fingers.
Predict
I know,
that along with Chloe, we might get some other guest stars. I think that they might be holding out on us,
okay. But
I think that there might be one or two. I don't know how much they'll be in it, but I do predict that there'll be some Pittsburgh familiar faces. I hope so.
Yeah. I'm biting my nails in the meantime.
Okay, so this is pretty much the end, gang. We're gonna say goodbye, but before we do that, why don't we all take a second to recommend another show that we like to the audience?
Yes.
So you can say, you can say your goodbye, but also recommend another show. I know what I'm going to
recommend. That you host.
Absolutely.
That you host or that you like.
Yeah, or that we cover here.
So I just found out that I will be co-hosting on The Voice coming up.
Whoa.
So tune into that one. It'll be on Tuesdays.
Yeah, that sounds good.
And
tell us who you are.
Yeah.
Oh, duh. And my name is Brooke Lacey. Thank you guys for having me. I've loved being part of the panel, and I'm excited to continue. You can find me on all social media at Brooke Lacey H.
Awesome. And my name is Karina Vargas. You can find me everywhere on Twitter and Instagram at KarinaXVRGS. And don't forget to watch Criminal Minds and Grey's Anatomy. And happy Valentine's Day.
Hi, I'm Becca Brown. You all can follow me on Twitter and Instagram at Becca B Talks TV. And watch the Beyond After Show Mondays at 10 p.m. and Shadowhunters Tuesdays at 6 p.m.
Okay, and thank you all so much for tuning in. My name is Pamela Jill Gross. I am on the internet at the Twitter and the Instagram at Pamela Gross Jill. And I am so excited for Big Little Lies, which hasn't started yet, but is coming up soon. And as always, as we touched on, I will accept this rose. You guys can check out The Bachelor, which is on Monday nights. And Big Little Lies is going to be on Sundays. I believe it starts February 19th, this Sunday, I think. So check those shows out. Be sure to subscribe to AfterBuzz TV. Get all the insight about what's going on. We love to hear from you. So please leave any comments. Give us 5 stars. And thanks so much for joining us.
Bye.
From executive producers Maria Menounos, Kevin Undergaro, Phil Svitek, and the entire AfterBuzz TV staff, we would like to thank you for listening to the AfterBuzz TV network. To watch or listen to other after shows and post comments or questions, be sure to visit AfterBuzzTV.com. I'm Sir Richard Wentworth, and this has been a presentation of AfterBuzz TV.
Buzz you later.
The views expressed herein are those of the hosts only and do not necessarily reflect the views of AfterBuzz TV or its owners or principals.